Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Have any of you been as irritated as I have been when you hear or read that if Congress doesn't act by a certain date, they will have to shut the government down? Back in the days when I was younger and didn't know any better, that piece of news frightened me, as I'm sure it did many other folks in the same boat. Why can't there be an overrunning act that automatically keeps the government going instead of frightening or irritating the heck out of us? It's not like there isn't any money available to keep things going. This marijuana or cannabis thing is really getting irritating to me. I heard there was a line halfway around the block the day they opened the cannabis store, the day it became legal. Now we have it in our food and drink and who knows what else. How many people are going to ingest that stuff and then go drive or go to work or do any number of things that require a clear mind? If you have listened to me for any amount of time, you will know that I am opposed to the legalization of that stuff. The county or the state thinks that they, or we, are going to get rich from the taxes they think they are going to collect from these guys. Guys who have been avoiding paying their share for years. Don't hold your breath. Christmas is over, and if you didn't drive around town and see some of the richly decorated homes with Christmas lights, you really missed something. The area just south of the high school on K and L and on Pontoon Streets is an exceptional area, as is the area around the N Street and just south of Booner. Over near the zoo in Sequoia Park has some nice ones too. I say a good job to these hardworking, talented homeowners. I have a serious case of what is called restless leg syndrome, or RLS. It took a long time of experimenting with different medications to find a combination that controlled what is the most irritating set of contractions and almost unexplainable side effects imaginable. Now the government steps in and is telling our doctors and other care providers what they can prescribe for our ailments. I understand that there are those who abuse the prescribing privileges, but I'm sure don't have one in my array of doctors. I say leave the prescribing to the docs and keep the government's nose out of it. I have to say goodbye to a dear friend, Angie Young, who passed away last week. A victim of a deadly muscle disease complicated by this virus that's going around, Angie was a dear friend of my wife's, and my condolences to Ray and the family. This Friday night at 7:30 p.m., be sure and attend the Eureka Chamber Music Series performance by the Parker String Quartet at Calvary Lutheran Church, South and Prospect Streets. The quartet has performed here before and are very enjoyable listening. A Meet the Artist reception will follow the performance. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.